Well, tomorrow, April the 27th, has been set aside as Babe Ruth Day in the major leagues. All baseball will take time out to honor the man who made the home run a byword in baseball. There'll be a great deal of talk about the record set by the great Bambino as both a hitter and pitcher. However, there's something about Ruth, beside the records, that made him baseball's most famous individual star. The Babe was just a big kid at heart, and there was only one thing he'd rather do than hit homers, and that was to laugh and joke with his fellow teammates. Well, Babe got the chance to do both in the 1928 World Series. It was the final game of the 28 series, and the New York Yankees dominated the whole show. The Yanks had swept the 27 series with the Pirates of Pittsburgh in four straight games, and now the first three games of the 28 series were already clinched by the Yankees' big bat of Babe Ruth. The pitchers for that fourth game were Wee Willie Sherdell for the Cardinals and Wade Hoyt, who had won the opener for the Yankees. Going into the seventh inning, the Cardinals led by one run despite a homer by the Babe. The Yankee seventh started off quiet enough when Rabbit Moranville took Koenig's pop fly at the mound. Then Ruth came to bat, wearing his familiar number three on the back of his striped Yankee uniform. On the very first two pitches, Wee Willie sent two blazing fastballs past the Babe for two strikes. Then, without taking a windup, Sherdell fired again. It was another strike. It was, however, what in baseball is termed a quick pitch, which was legal in the National League, but was outlawed in the American. The umpires had previously been instructed to ignore any such pitches, and therefore the third strike was ruled out, and Ruth stayed up at the plate. The Cards protested vigorously while Ruth stood there, a big grin on his face, making believe his bat was a violin and singing songs of sympathy to the perturbed Redbirds. The game resumed. Wee Willie's next two pitches were balls and made the count 2-2. Then Sherdell put one within the reach of the mighty Bambino's bat. There was a sharp crack, a howl from the crowd, and another Ruthian home run had been hit. Well, that tied the score, but it also opened the gates. For then, Lou Gehrig homered, and before the New York Yankees had been retired in the seventh, St. Louis was all but out of the series. The Babe got still another chance to prove himself in the eighth, and capitalized on this one, too. He pulled out another four-master, his third of the game, and tying his own record set in 1926 against these same St. Louis Cardinals. On the train back to New York that night, Babe was in all his glory. He roamed up and down the aisles of the Pullman, slapping everybody on the back. He finally wound up the proceedings by ripping the shirts off his fellow teammates and sports writers' backs. Even owner Jake Rupert's back wasn't safe that night. Yes, that's one of the many anecdotes from the life of the man who will be honored by the entire baseball world tomorrow. Not merely Babe Ruth, the record setter, but Babe Ruth, the big kid who loved to laugh and clown as well as hit home runs. And now for the rundown of baseball goings-on in the major leagues tomorrow. The Chicago Cubs will be at Brooklyn. They're sending Lade to the mound against Branca. Branca's record is 1-1 this year. Lade hasn't any decisions. Now the St. Louis Cards will be at Coogan's Bluff. The New York Giants playing host to them will be Voisel, record of 1-2 this year, against George Munger, who has a 1-1 record so far. The Yankees are in Sportsman Park in St. Louis. They're sending Allie Reynolds to the round. His record is 2-0 against Jack Kramer, who also has an undefeated record of 2-0 this season. The rest of the league in the National League, Cincinnati at Boston, Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. In the American League, Washington plays at Chicago, Wynn versus Rigney, Boston at Detroit, Parnell versus Newhouser, Philadelphia at Cleveland, McCann versus Bobby Fellow, whose record is 2-1 this season. Well, fans, that just about rounds up our sports roundup for this afternoon. This is Cy Mearns thanking you all for listening, wishing you all a very pleasant good afternoon.